PFT Media. You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
How's it going? Welcome to Cinema Crespediso bonus episode. I am your host, Chris Crespo, hanging out in the Crespediso studio, drinking some OBPs with my guests. You can tell by the title of the bonus episode. It's not a hidden thing. You know what's going on. I am hanging out with Dr. Anna Lepley. Yeah.
I love all those people clapping for me.
You know how hard it is to get that many people in this room?
I know. A couple of the girls clapping are actually topless. So yes. I'm very excited to be here.
The clapping here is actually...
their boobs, yeah.
Yes, because they are handless people. Yeah,
yeah. Big areolas, I can see. Yeah. Thanks, ladies.
I make special room for the handless, but then they have to be topless. it's a give and take type of situation there. Anna Lepley, one of my favorite names to say. I think I told you that when I met you. Leslie Joe, mutual friend of ours, she was on also State of Beer Union podcast. She was on my show, Cinema Crespediso, and she was like, oh, I'm doing this comedy showcase, and before that, there's going to be a beer seminar by Dr. Anna Lepley. And I was like, Anna Lepley, that's a crazy name. What's his first name? George Anna Lepley? Who is this doctor that talks about beer? No, Anna. Anna's the first name. I was like, oh. Oh, Anna Lepley, very cool.
I like that you like it, number one, because most people are like, how do I pronounce this?
And well, if you see it.
But you heard Leslie say it, so she said it.
Yes,
she said
exactly.
It right, of course. And yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, it's an interesting last name. And I remember when I first started stand-up comedy years ago, which is actually a couple months after I finished my PhD.
So doctor first.
Yes. Okay. Yes, a couple months. September 2012, I defended my dissertation. Mm-hmm. And then I had to tighten up some loose ends on the actual dissertation.
Okay.
Because you're essentially writing a book.
Yes.
Very boring book, but a book nonetheless.
I've seen a couple of dissertations. I haven't read them, but I've seen them plop down in front of me. And it's like, whoa, that's a lot of work.
Very fancy books. Yeah, a lot of work.
Yeah.
And
read by about six people, right? Something like that.
If that. Yeah. Yeah, my committee. That's it.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I'm hoping somebody buys it on the internet. You can actually buy it. I believe the title is called... I don't remember the title anymore. the effects of whey protein. The acute effects of whey protein pre-exercise. I don't need to look at my... But basically what I did was I conducted a study where I examined I compared the effects of whey protein versus carbohydrate versus fasting. Consumed prior to exercise.
Okay.
Of course, fasting, they just had water, you know.
Okay,
sure. Volition.
Yeah.
And on weightlifting performance, measured by muscular endurance, so they had to do reps to failure on leg press and bench press. Bench press was first. And how rating of perceived exertion, which is how they perceive the exercise. So how many reps they could put out and how they perceive the exercise to be. So whey protein or carbs, they didn't know what they were getting. It was a double-blind administration.
Ooh, so they're either getting bread or like some powder.
No, I would. Yeah, no, then they would know.
Yeah, they would know. Here's a bagel. Damn it, I'm in the carb group.
It was flavored very similarly. I did smell them as best as I could after the study when I knew what was what.
Because
I had leftover samples. I was like, oh. But they can't tell. I mix it with water.
Okay.
I could have been giving them a roofie. Who knew, you know?
That's true,
too. But it was only female subjects.
Okay.
That was my dissertation. Very boring, but...
I'm going to take a guess. Whey protein turns out to be... I'm just based on what I've already read of yours. Whey protein is the way to go when it comes to...
It's a good guess because I am very pro-whey protein,
yes.
Even though I don't use whey because I don't use dairy.
Right.
It gives me really bad acne. I'm like a 15-year-old. But I, by the way, Chris and I were born in the same year.
Yes.
So, yeah.
We are.
You look very young, though. You're Latin, aren't you?
I am Latin,
yeah,
yes.
I'm Latin,
I am.
Too.
Puerto
that's
Rican.
Why.
Yeah,
yeah.
Boricua.
Yeah.
I'm Cuban. Cuban. Come on, all. Cheers. Cheers to that. We'll drink to that. All right.
Let me tell you, when I give these seminars on the health benefits of beer, I had dedicated a chapter in my book and in my first book, Stop It, 18 Habits That Hinder Your Libido and Make You Fat.
Yes.
I know I'm just kind of throwing a bunch of shit at you right now.
Which I got right here. Yeah.
Yeah. Chris bought both of them at my beer seminar.
Bought them. I read them. I read it.
And he read them. Yes. I know. Most people just buy them and masturbate next to them. But
well, the other one has pictures. Stop It does not have any pictures in it. Yeah. I particularly like the Sugar Skull one is very alluring. You know what I like about this book? You know what I like about Stop It? 18 Habits That Hinder Your Libido and Make You Fat. Those 18 habits are making me fat. That first part, it's not an issue, unfortunately.
So you don't have any, you're too young to have issues with your libido.
Way too young.
Yeah.
Way too, not
And you're also
issues.
Latin, so that's also, yeah.
Either I salsa dance or... I like how you take the piss out of so many people in this book. Within a couple pages, it's already you're going after like CrossFitters.
Yes,
and,
I hate CrossFit.
You hate CrossFit.
I hate Michael Moore.
Yes, Michael Moore comes.
Well, I'm Cuban, of course. He made a movie about how healthcare was good in Cuba. That guy can go suck his own dick. Can I say that?
Yeah, absolutely. Like no, uncensored.
That guy
show.
Can suck his own dick, even though he can't see it.
He can't even.
He can't even find it. No. But you know, of course, yeah. When it all comes down to it, when I do my writing, yes, the majority of the book is all making nutrition and exercise funny.
Yes.
But I had to take a couple stabs. I took a stab at Michael Moore and Coulter.
Yes.
Like you said, CrossFit.
Marathon runners.
Yes.
You constantly refer to them as like deathly bags of bones or whatever.
God, they're so lanky. So unless they train to do sprinting, they're never really that attractive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And when I read that, I thought about it. I was like, I guess they are all super, super, super skinny. Yeah. Okay, so then this book, Stop It. One of the things in here is you only do cardio.
Yes.
And I was like, damn it.
So this can be highly debated.
I only do cardio.
And it's not necessarily a bad thing. So I have to, you know, I wrote this book in 2014.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And one of the things I have to say is if you only do cardio, it's fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, you will lose weight.
I did lose 25, 30 pounds fairly quickly.
And if the intensity is high...
But then I plateaued fairly quickly.
You did?
Yes.
So one of the things I did mention in this book, and my background is in strength and conditioning,
mm-hmm.
is that if you do cardio, resistance training, lifting weights, mm-hmm. will benefit your performance. So they will help you not plateau.
Right.
But for people who only do cardio, as much as I bash it in my book... I do say that if you do cardio, you will lose weight. I mean, it's inevitable. It's going to happen. You're increasing your basal metabolic rate. You're burning calories to move.
Mm-hmm.
But I always recommend that people lift weights on top of it because it's better for the integrity of your joints.
Mm-hmm.
Is there background music?
Yes, there is.
Oh, what is it?
It's
Star Wars?
Funky Fanfare by...
Can we put some porn music in the background?
It's kind of porny. You don't think it's porny enough? I always thought it was kind of porny. That's what I like about it.
So,
let me tell you, I've been adding in the last week. I got to start adding the weight training. I have weights laying around, but then they're just sitting there doing nothing.
I know. You know, as much as I love people having weights at home, I love people doing anything. I highly recommend people go to gyms
mm-hmm.
because when you're there, you're only going to go there. When you're at home and you have weights, you're going to do a ton of other things. Things can happen. There are interruptions.
That's true.
I always recommend people go to the gym. I know it's annoying because there's people there, but I go to Planet Fitness, and as much as I make fun of them, because you can't bring in a gallon of water, they'll look at you like you're coming in with a machete.
Really?
Yeah, it's very bizarre. So if you look at some of their commercials that aren't airing anymore, or it may be only exclusive to them in their vicinity, they have this one commercial where they have a woman on steroids in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, this is not us. Like, we don't have a woman on steroids.
Oh, sure.
And I think it's so offensive. Because I worked out at a gym when I lived in Miami. I worked out at a gym called Steel Gym. It was a total meathead gym.
Mm-hmm.
And the only people that were there were big bodybuilder people. Mm-hmm. And there were only maybe five girls there. And four of them were on steroids. And they were fascinating.
Because they were all bodybuilders.
They were actual bodybuilders, yeah. Which many people don't realize this, but bodybuilding died a long time ago. Like, they actually took it off.
What do you mean they took it off?
So I used to work on a radio show that was a nutrition and exercise radio show, and I interviewed a guy whose specialty was the history of bodybuilding.
Ooh.
And what he informed me was that maybe in the late 90s, early 2000s, the IFBB, the organizations that have the
Mr. Bodybuilding Olympia, competitions, yes. Yeah.
They eliminated female bodybuilding from those categories. I don't know if anything's changed to this day. I don't follow, but I used to speak at the Arnold in their academia sector. So it's not like the I'm not down with the bodybuilders, but mm-hmm. I'm in a little hallway with the nerds.
Down the college all students. The way down. Yeah, down there. Yeah. Away from all the baby oil. Yes, and, Oh, that's crazy.
So I used to step down there, and I was fascinated by the women that were on steroids. Mm-hmm. I think, because the one thing is that, so they got rid of bodybuilding, because what was happening was in the late 90s and early 2000s, and in probably even in the 80s, when bodybuilding, there was only female bodybuilding. There was male bodybuilding and there was female bodybuilding. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the judges would tell them, you're not big enough. And these women would think they weren't big enough. And it's a form of body dysmorphia.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Is it because they're comparing the women to the men?
It's
Is that why they're saying they're not big enough?
Yes, and it's also like they also wanted more.
Well, you always want more. It's America. You want more and more and more. Yeah. Yeah, sure, absolutely. The bigger, the better, that whole thing. Yeah. You see online every now and then a viral video get passed around. Some dude with muscles that look like all implants because they're way too big. Like, they're swallowing up his whole body.
The synthol injections. It's very popular in Brazil.
Yes.
They're terrifying. Scary
looking,
that's a mental illness. I mean, if you and I wanted to get big, mm-hmm. we wouldn't resort to that because we'd know.
Right.
So that's body dysmorphia. That's thinking that your Popeye arms, which looks so cartoonish. I mean, it's synthol injections. It's very dangerous.
They look painful, and it looks like you're about to burst.
Yes.
Like you're about to pop any second. Don't bump into this guy because you're going to get goo all over
it
you.
It doesn't look like muscles at all.
Right. It looks so bad.
And look, and I will say this. I defend people who use testosterone. You can't just take testosterone and get big. I mean, mm-hmm. a guy could take testosterone and he will lose some fat, get some muscle. Mm-hmm. But to get as big as these guys do, you have to train like a maniac.
You still have to do
and your diet. Training.
That's the thing. So that's another thing. Okay, so I run. I added the cardio. God damn, I love me a cheeseburger. Oh, so good. The cheese and the fat and the way it all melts together. And then you know what? You can say get rid of the bread. But the bread is so important on the cheeseburger. Yes. That's what makes it a
look,
burger.
I'm a huge fan of carbs. And if you look at my Instagram, if anyone ever wants to look at it, I have abs. But I train 6 days a week. But I've been training since I was 8 years old nonstop.
What you mentioned in your book. I wanted to ask you why. Why did you at such a... Because that's an early age to begin to like,
my dad.
I want to start training. Really? Does he train regularly? Or?
Yeah. He's very vain. Great guy, but very vain. Latin American man.
Okay, sure.
Very into working out. So I got into it at a young age and then I just... never stopped. It's been a part of my life.
Wow.
Whether I'm in a relationship, I will always... I am married to comedy, but I'm also married to the gym.
Ooh, you're serving two masters.
Yes.
I don't know. The Bible says you can't do that. Do you believe in the Bible?
No, I have 666 tattooed in my finger.
Well, then you're good to go. Don't worry about it. Serve all the masters you want.
What does the Bible say? You can only serve what?
I think that's a Jesus line. Mm. But it's in reference to the Pharisees had a lot of money, but then they also want to be religious. It's like, what? You want a lot of money? You want to worship business? Or you want to worship your God, the Father?
I don't know. Jesus hates gays, so I don't...
No, Jesus is cool with gays. Jesus never said nothing bad about gay people.
But why Jesus is the coolest. Tell me that?
Because the other parts of the Bible don't like stuff about the gays.
And what I mean,
especially like the old Testament stuff, the Jewish stuff from the Torah, the Leviticus, those books, those have like actual rules in them.
Yeah.
And there's stuff in there that's like, oh, this seems very extremely anti-gay.
Like, don't use glory holes.
That's Leviticus 12:22. Thou shalt not sticketh thy wang in the holeth of glory. For on the other side of that hole is a man.
But then if a girl gets her period, she has to like lay in a barn and wait for a sparrow to come.
Oh my God, you got to go into the desert for like 7 days,
really?
Go hide in a cave.
And so then, no tampons, no nothing. You got to bleed
just
over
go,
the sand.
Go bleed over there and then...
you're going to get eaten by a coyote.
Yes, it's so bad. Don't, it's so retrograde and gross. And it's still being taught and shared and praised and loved. But then there's that whole part in there where Jesus is like, be cool to each other. I kind of like that part.
Well, whatever anybody does, even if you like Satan, if you like Jesus, just be cool with everybody and don't hate gays.
Be cool, bro. The ultimate be cool, bro scenario, just be cool. Be cool to everyone. That's the golden rule. That's what I'm saying. The one thing Jesus said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I wouldn't want people to be cool to me.
Everybody would be jerking each other off then.
Okay. I'll make the sacrifice. I'm not the biggest handjob fan. But
maybe I should write the Bible.
Yeah, you know what? The Dr. Anna Lepley version. That's
the biggest handjob.
The DALV.
You know, there are girls listening to this going, oh, noted.
Noted,
Chris
yes.
Chris doesn't like handjobs.
I did not like them.
Hey,
just...
listen, ladies. Chris doesn't like handjobs.
I'm just saying.
He just wants to hold hands with you. No handjobs.
I'm just saying it's something that I can do on my own. All right. Right.
You know what? You're right.
Thank you. There are you're other right. things that I need
sex,
help with.
You should do things that you shouldn't. You know what? That's a good point.
Yeah. I can juggle.
When you have sex, you should be doing things that you can't do on your own. Like, yeah. just skip some of those foreplay things that are like, oh, I could do that. Yeah.
To me, yes. For me, personally, yes.
Yeah. No, yeah, I can see that. That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I've been there. I did that 10 minutes before you got here.
Yeah. You've been doing that since you were 10.
12, 11, 12.
I started when I was 8. Good for you.
Hey, well, along with the working out.
Yeah, it was hand in hand. Bench press, masturbation, let's go.
Those fiery Caribbeans, I tell you, that's how they do it. Speaking of the bodybuilding, so that was, I learned a little bit about bodybuilding because, tie it all back to movies, love movies, always love movies. One of the first movie stars I was ever into.
Arnold.
Yeah. The Schwarzenegger. I mean, you must have been a kid growing up, 8 years old. Let me see. We're the same age. So that's like already a couple Conans, a Terminator.
Yes.
He's been around.
Yeah, I watched Conan the Barbarian. Yeah. Terminator 2. So one of the first movies I recall watching was actually the first Terminator.
Cool.
Which came out in what, 81 or 83?
81. I want to say 84, so early 80s. So we were babies.
It so I can remember my birthday.
We were babies when it came out. That's
or maybe
for sure.
We weren't born yet. I think 81.
Well, you remember seeing it in a theater?
No. I remember seeing it just.
Oh, just seeing it. That's the first one you see.
Scarface 2 was one of the first movies. I mean, my parents didn't care about what I watched.
Oh,
so.
That's sweet.
Yeah. Look how I turned out.
Well, look at me. As long as the movies didn't have like overt drug use or sex, I could watch it. So, although something still got by. So I was watching Die Hard, RoboCop, stuff like that when I was like 6 years
old. Well, I watched Scarface, and I've never done cocaine, so.
All right. Yeah, me neither. All right.
I've been around a lot of it. Yeah.
Or the comedy scene? Or is that the doctor nutrition scene? Which one has all the cocaine?
I learned actually the gay scene, a lot of gay guy friends that I have, they do piles of cocaine, and I've never had a desire to try it, because caffeine before workout is good enough for me. That's like cocaine.
Oh, caffeine, sure. Yeah. The gay scene is really... So wait, where do you hang out with these gay guys? In 1988, were you hanging out with them?
Yeah, actually in the mutiny in Coconut Grove, 1984.
For real. Which, hey, 1984, that's when the Terminator came out.
Really? First Terminator was 1984?
Yeah, so we were 2 years old.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Shining was 1981.
81. Okay. Yes.
So, okay, well, yeah. So I saw First Terminator... But back to the Terminator, mm-hmm, Terminator 2. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Arnold was an incredibly interesting specimen. I mean, he still is. I mean, that guy's boning his housemaid. I mean, good for him.
Good for him, exactly. You see his kid, his half-Mexican son, looks just like him.
Really?
It's crazy looking, like square jaw, gap in a tooth and everything.
No shit.
Mm-hmm. Looks more like him than his other son, Patrick.
Should give him steroids when he turns maybe like 18, like Arnold.
They should. Well, I think he's 18 by now. Yeah, because, so Arnold, this is, now we're talking about the 70s, going into the 80s, the whole pumping iron era, right? The steroids was just like, you wake up, you take your vitamins, you eat a banana, you do your anabolic steroids, and you go to the gym. And then you go to the doctor to get your steroids. Yeah. Doctor's like, here's steroids. Great. Then you go to the gym, and the gym has their own counter. And it's like, oh, you need more steroids? Here you go. Like, it was everywhere.
Yeah.
So, when did that, late 80s is when that flipped, right? And people were like, oh, this is not so good.
I don't really know when it flipped, but all I know is this country, the federal government spends a ton of money castigating, I don't know, castigando, just going after people, steroid use, and I find it so silly. Mm-hmm. I think that money should be invested into a lot of other things, like, I don't know, maybe getting the Mexican children back with their families. I don't know.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Or how about giving them a shower while you detain them in cages?
Yeah, fucking assholes.
Clean them.
Yeah,
maybe
feed
them.
Lots of things. Maybe making sure that they all know who their families are and keeping them together and giving them a nice hotel room while they, quote, detain them.
We got a racist, xenophobic government. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. So let's spend money on that. I just think it's so silly that people, you know, are up in arms, and I have a dear friend and colleague who's an attorney and defends steroid cases. And it makes me very proud, just because I think it's who cares?
You know, that is one thing. I've been bothered for a while by... I grew up a fan of baseball, playing baseball, watching it. I love it. It's probably my sport that I love the most. And there was the whole... What was that, 90s? Yeah, late 90s, early 2000s. Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds... Home run after home run, and then it's like, oh, it's HGH, is performance-enhancing drugs, it's this and that. I'm of the mindset of, like, these guys are professionals. These people are being paid to be the best at what they want to be. These things are available to them. it is up to them if they want to do this and take these shortcuts and be told, all right, these are your possible health effects, long-term health effects. So you want to possibly have to deal with this when you're 60 just so you can hit a few extra home runs now. Yes, okay, well then here you go. Here's your HGH. Yeah. I feel like that should be allowed. And instead everyone's like, no, blah, blah, blah. And this is all done.
You want home runs or you want some boring shit?
Exactly. Do you want baseball or do you want fun? I want fun. Give them their damn HGH. But then some, I don't know. So then you know what they did? They banned all the HGH and performance enhancing drugs, supposedly. Yeah. They're still trying to, they're busting people every year for different things, for different testosterone creams and whatever.
Yes.
And meanwhile, the baseball, the actual ball manufacturers change the ball, the inside, the guts of the ball, so that they go further. And they, it, not that they're easier to hit, but if you do hit the ball, it'll go further. So now we're having a record amount of home runs. Ah. So baseball found a way to get all their home runs without the drugs.
They gave the baseball steroids.
Yes, they juiced the ball. So we are now living in what is called the live ball era.
Interesting.
So that's a little bit of baseball factoids for our listeners there.
Yeah, I mean, I think steroids are great. If you don't have any underlying psychological issues, and like I said, you know, like you said, you do realize there are some health risks involved.
Sure.
But if they have the proper endocrinologist to give them the right doses and the right administration of the testosterone, considering other factors that go into, you know, hormone replacement therapy or just hormone increasing testosterone levels, I think it's fine. I mean, again, you know, they talk about roid rage. Yeah, if you have issues before using steroids, yeah, you're going to have those issues and they're going to be amplified.
Mm-hmm. So yes. If you're a calm, normal person and then you're on like a supervised steroid usage, you're not also going to turn into some crazy animal attacking people with a bat in the middle of the street.
And I also love where they say, oh, if a woman uses steroids, she turns gay.
What? Like, that's a thing?
Because she becomes more masculine. I'm like, no, but she does get more horny because testosterone is a key hormone involved in sexual arousal and orgasm. And I talk about that in actually both of my books.
Yes, you do.
Specifically my first book. Mm-hmm. But I do talk about it in my second book because beer, the alcohol in beer, can actually increase testosterone levels and make us horny.
Yes.
Which is one of my favorite things to talk about. And I talk about that at Nerd Night, and I talk about that in my beer seminar that I do at breweries because people like to hear that when they're drinking.
Yes, as a matter of fact. Okay, so this episode is going to come out after Nerd Night.
Oh, which is tomorrow, which July 12th.
Yeah, so people. Yeah. So by the time this comes out, you already did it. But
I'll do more.
Exactly, you'll do more. I saw you a month ago. Was it about a month ago, right? It was last month at the Red Cypress Brewery.
Yes, really cool brewery.
Really great brewery. Wish they would have promoted the show more or did more work to get people out there because no one was there.
But the manager, Chris Belcher, he's awesome. The staff there is really cool.
They're very nice people there. Their beer
selection is cool. Yeah.
And I like their beers.
Yeah,
yes.
Their beer's really cool.
The Devil's Chair IPA is very popular.
Yeah.
Spook Hills.
I love the logos on their beer. Of course, I love Halloween stuff. So
yeah, sure. They're all about that stuff over there too. Yeah. Absolutely. But I saw you there and I saw you do your Beer is Good for Your Health seminar, which is what, like about 45 minutes to an hour. And it's essentially everything that's in this book.
I highlight three or four of the health benefits in the book.
Which is bones.
Bones, libido, health of your skin.
Mm-hmm. Skin,
and
yes.
Beer helps prevent the common cold.
Yes, beer may prevent the health.
So those are the four main ones I talk about. And then I talk about a couple extra ones at the end, a little highlights.
About how it makes you a genius and...
That's in the book, yes.
It helps you poop thanks to the fiber, right? Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah, well, actually, it's funny because beer can help you poop, but if you drink too much alcohol, that can give you the beer shits.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. The famous beer shits, yes. Yeah, okay, so beer is good for your health. This is all ties together because I'm looking at this one. Beer doesn't make you fat. All right, so I was drinking as recently as maybe 2016. Yeah, as recently as 2016, I was drinking anywhere from like 2 to 6 beers a night.
Okay.
Like a night.
Okay.
A lot of IPAs, high alcohol content. A lot of Cigar City Hi-Li, stuff like that. And I was like, I'm getting even fatter, and I'm not healthy. This is not good.
Yeah.
And then what happened was I went on a cruise with a family cruise. Family paid for it. I was like, all right, I'll go. And I was like, I can't just be on this boat drinking beer with my drink package all day. First off, I'm going to get bloated. I'm going to feel like shit. Yeah. And then this is bad.
Yeah, cruises you can drink is unlimited drinks.
If you get you have to pay for a drink package. Yeah. But then you just drink enough to make sure it's worth it. And then you're obliterated.
Yeah.
So that week I switched to vodka and club soda.
Yeah, which, it's going to be lower in carbs compared to beer.
Yes. And no sugar.
Yeah, absolutely. Low carbs. Yeah. So zero impact on the glycemic index.
Yes.
Alcohol, vodka, mm-hmm. you name it, low zero carbs. So zero impact, so that it doesn't cause any release of insulin. Mm-hmm. And when it's paired with a club soda, you're smart. Again, still it's going to be zero carb. But still, alcohol is dense in calories, 7 calories per gram.
Okay.
So you're still getting the calories. But yes, it is a lower carb alternative. Mm-hmm. But you're not getting the health benefits that you would get from beer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great debate. I mean, look, I was a whiskey drinker before I switched over to beer.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy getting drunk off tequila at Epcot Center whenever I can make it there.
I love tequila so much.
Me too.
It's so good.
I get a great buzz off of it. Now, there is no... A lot of people say, oh, is there any difference in the type of drunk you get? No. But it really just depends on the auxiliary ingredients of the alcohol. Of mm-hmm. course, what make it what they are.
Yes, yes,
as
yes.
to whether you respond to them well. Not the type of drunk, but whether you metabolize them. So okay. it could be vodka, potatoes, and whether you... You know, whiskey, for example...
Mm-hmm.
is really high in congeners. These are byproducts of fermentation and mm-hmm. distilling process, and they actually represent antioxidants. But they can also, and beer has, is yes. very high in congeners, but it also represents what causes hangovers.
Oh.
Vodka doesn't.
It's a dual.
Yes. Bow, bow. Vodka has zero congeners. So okay. again, vodka's really low, no antioxidants,
mm-hmm.
but that does, you still will get health benefits from the alcohol itself when consuming vodka in moderation.
I have yes. to
put that in again at the end of every statement when I say health benefits.
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
But when it comes to whiskey, for example, and these congeners,
mm-hmm.
which you'll find in wine and beer,
mm-hmm.
and even in tequila, but vodka is the lowest, they can cause hangovers. But what they found in research is that the ethanol itself, the alcohol itself, from vodka, let's mm-hmm. say, can still cause a hangover.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Why
but
not?
But I can't do whiskey. Whiskey gives me a hangover. Actually, there's one whiskey that I can drink.
Which one?
Bird Dog. It's super trashy. I actually went to a can I talk about my personal life?
Yeah,
here?
Yeah.
I was
not in the front of the studio. Yeah, it's a tiny
studio. I met a girl for the first time. We can talk about this. I'm it's a year of the hoe for me.
Okay.
Okay.
Excellent. Very good. That's a good year.
Yes.
Everyone's got to have that year.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to mine. It's gonna be great.
You can start now.
Awesome.
I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. You can start anytime. So I had tried doing the girlfriend thing. I tried seeing multiple girls at once. I did all that. And I'm like, you know, I'm just going to be a hoe. Forget it. So it was funny because I'd been talking to a girl. She resides in Miami. And we've been talking for a while until I could get down there. And I said, you know, you're probably going to sleep with me the first night you meet me. She's like, absolutely not. I will not. I don't do that. And I said, all right, maybe you won't.
You said you don't do that, but I do
she
that.
She said, yeah, yeah. Said, well, you know, whatever you want, I respect it.
Yeah.
And then I did a comedy show, and I went to her house. We haven't even talked about how I do comedy or anything. But
we'll get to
anyways,
that.
Yeah. I was like, well, she came to my comedy show, and I said, I'll go over your house and eat eggs. I totally invited myself over, but I said, I understand if you don't want me over because I'm like a vampire. You have to invite me in. Really, I mean, not only is my white complexion, and I brought over a bottle of Bird Dog whiskey. It's very white trash.
Okay.
Like, they don't even sell it at bars south of Jacksonville, Florida.
No shit.
And even then in Jacksonville, you have to go and ask around for it.
You got to know where it
yeah,
is.
Maybe south of St. Augustine. They don't sell it south of that.
Hmm.
And I brought a bottle of peach Bird Dog, and I had bought her the Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia, and we watched that, and lo and behold, I sealed the deal. But
Yeah.
So, but usually what I do is I will drink Bird Dog with beer, and I am a huge fan of craft beer. It tastes much better, but mm-hmm. I do enjoy white trash beer because it's cheap.
Like a PBR.
Michelob Ultra, yeah.
A McUltra, yeah. That's where you go.
Yeah. Ooh,
46, what is this, 46 calories? I don't know.
Yeah, and the ABV is, I don't even know what the ABV is, but it gets me drunk.
2.2%?
Yeah, I'm a lightweight, so, yeah. And craft beer is great. You have one craft beer, and I'm like, oh, 6% ABV.
Yeah, some of them are ridiculous.
Yeah.
I bought a bottle of beer once, realizing it was a barley wine ale.
Oh, how was it?
Flavorful.
Was it sweet?
It was kind of sweet. Yeah, it was dark. It was very dark. It was a winter. Yeah, because I drank the whole. It was a Magnum bottle. I drank the whole thing. It was like third. It was like the equivalent of drinking a bottle of wine.
Oh shit!
I was on vacation. I was with my parents.
Yeah, why not?
All right. So my question: beer doesn't make you fat. I did the whole thing where it's like, well, the beer's is all the sugar and carbs. It's making me fat. I'm gonna switch to the club soda and the vodka to cut back on all that. But now reading this, I'm like, and then from the seminar, it's like all the great benefits of beer. I am what I need to do is reincorporate beer more regularly back into... It's not like I stopped drinking completely. I mean, I got a fridge full of OBP right there.
Yeah, it's great. It's convenient.
But I need to, like, be open enough to have a beer more often, but not drink four. Not drink five. That's my problem.
So, definition of moderation for women is, in the U.S., it's one to two beers, and that's pushing it.
Okay.
In American research, moderation for men is usually two. Mm-hmm. But in literature, I found also three to four. But again, a lot of the literature on the health benefits of beer is coming out of Europe.
Yes, you mentioned that both in the book and seminar. Yeah. Shout out to Spain for doing a lot of the heavy lifting over there. Yeah,
Spain, Czech Republic, and Italy, but a lot coming out of Spain. Wow. Spaniards love...
studying beer.
Yeah, they love in the human experimental design where they were like, no beer for a month, and then here, drink beer every day for a month.
Yeah.
And while they only give them a certain amount, they still like, they love researching the health benefits of beer.
And it was smaller amounts, like 8 ounces a glass, 8 ounce glasses of servings or something like that.
The two studies where I saw were, I believe it may have been the same authors, same relatively same protocol, different measures. One was measuring the vitamin B outcome and how they, their nutritional status in terms of vitamin B, and the other one was their immune status.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did was had them abstain from alcohol for 30 days, and then they had them return to drinking beer, but women only got a little over a pint.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how many? 16 ounces in a pint?
Yes.
So, and then men got a little over 2 pints.
So, 30 ounces. So what's up with this, I heard of a gender pay gap, but now a gender alcohol gap? Never mind, I understand physiology.
But again, you know what? That's a great question, because a lot of people say, oh, men and women. The reason why women metabolize alcohol differently than men, it actually isn't so much about gender, as I've read through my research. Some researchers will say yes, but really it's so inter-individual to your nutrition status. Hormones, so that's why there can be a gender variation.
Okay.
Your hydration status, how much you've slept, what your tolerance to alcohol is. There's so many factors involved as to why moderate or what makes somebody get wasted is so different from individual to individual.
That's true. And then even for a person, that can change over time. So when I was drinking 2 to 4 beers a night, I was having to drink sometimes 4 beers a night to feel like I wanted to get the buzz that I wanted. But then if I cut back on all that alcohol consumption, wait a minute, and then I have a craft beer after one, maybe two, I'm like, oh, yeah, there is that buzz. That
I'm buzz off of half a beer.
Yeah, shout out to OBP. So I'll drink more water. Okay, here's a question I have for you. Since I am doing regularly vodka, club soda is really just water with bubbles.
Yes.
Does that count as hydration? Do I still got to drink waters between my boozies, or can I just keep going with the...
It does, actually. So there's been some people that think that if a water source is carbonated, that it can interfere with your hydration. Well, it doesn't. The only thing is, it's hard to drink a carbonated beverage in high volume as you can with something that's not carbonated.
Very true.
And that's the reason why in sports nutrition, you're not administering carbonated beverages to somebody who needs to rehydrate.
Well, it's why Gatorade doesn't come in a carbonated flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be funny, though, a bunch of football players chugging carbonated Gatorade.
They have limited time to drink, or the more dehydrated you are, the longer it takes for you to rehydrate. So I was originally a subject matter expert in hydration.
Yes, before beer was just hydration.
Yes. I would go and speak to bomb technicians. These are law enforcement military guys, and I would teach them how to hydrate, why to hydrate. Mm-hmm. Everything they need to know about hydration, I taught them how to do it, and then it got me into researching beer. Because what I would do in the last portion of the seminar, it was one of my favorite seminars to give because I felt like I was doing something important.
Mm-hmm.
But then, federal government runs out of money. They can't pay you to come and speak for them.
That money had to go to Lockheed Martin to pay for another missile.
Yeah. Yeah. And to penis pumps, I guess. I don't know.
Those GE penis pumps that they make are incredible. Have you seen what GE is doing with penis pumps these days? Missile tracking systems and penis pumps is what GE is all about. It's fantastic. God bless them.
I would talk to these guys about hydration, and then I would teach them, about alcohol. And these guys are on call all the time.
Yeah.
And, bomb threats. They get called in any time of the day.
Where was this at?
I did a seminar for them in Norfolk.
Okay.
And in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Hershey, Pennsylvania? Right. Did you go to Hershey Park?
I did,
yes. Yeah, all right. Yeah, it was fun. All right. Yeah. I missed the button the first time. I love Hershey Park. I've been there in years.
I love Pennsylvania. Yeah. I'm actually trying to get my beer seminar up in Philadelphia because I am a huge fan of abandoned buildings, haunted things. Mm-hmm. And a couple years ago, I went to Philadelphia just to go to Eastern State Penitentiary.
Really?
You know what that is?
It sounds very familiar.
Al Capone was in prison there for some time.
Yes, I knew that. I knew that from trivia.
They actually have a jail cell that they made up. They were like, this is how his jail cell was. It was very fancy.
Oh, because he had everything he wanted, right?
Whatever he wanted. But so people know when they visit there, it wasn't his actual jail cell. It was just replicated. His actual jail cell is in another location. Mm-hmm. So when you go there, they can point to you and tell you which one it is.
Very cool.
But I went there in October, and I'm trying to get to Philadelphia to speak at breweries up there so I can make an excuse to go to Eastern State Penitentiary.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, travel the country doing what you want to do so that you can really do what you really want to do.
Exactly. I mean, if That's I had awesome. My choice, I would do a ghost show.
A ghost show? Really?
With beer. Of course. Yeah.
Ghost show with beer. I was going to say, how you can separate yourself from other ghost hunting shows. We're doing it with beer.
Anything I do separates myself from anything.
Because you're separated. Also, not only beer, but you should be like, these ghosts need hydration. They're dehydrated.
They need hydration. They need lesbian porn. They need everything here. A Latin American. They don't, you know.
They need everything that we have to offer.
That guy with the big nose, he's terrible. His show's terrible.
Which guy with the big nose?
The guy who had that show, he probably still has it. He used to wear JNCO jeans, but I think he stopped wearing them. Fuck, what was it called? he would go there and like yell at them, and he's like a big steroid dude. I don't even think he works out legs, and he's kind of a handsome guy, but like he's stuck in the 90s. He wears like very 90s jewelry and tight muscle shirts.
He still does like the gold chain and does that frosted tips?
Like a choker. Yeah, it's really weird. He's a weird guy, but his ghost show sucks because he'll be like, you hear that? You hear what happened? And every show is the same thing. If somebody wants to get me in a ghost show, I will make it so unique.
All right.
Gay. It's inevitable. Yeah. I'll go to the haunted house drunk. I don't care.
Drunk as fuck. Like, ghost, show yourself to me.
I want to finger a ghost really bad.
Top 5 places in Disney World where you can finger a ghost. Number one.
That's right, yeah.
Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion. Pirates of the Caribbean if you have an empty ship.
There you go, yes.
But you really want to finger the girl while you're going down the hill. Down that drop.
Why?
Because it's dark and nobody can catch you.
It's a dark spot. Yeah. But it's such a short little period,
though. I
know,
it's such a quick drop.
You
can finger her after that drop when you're going around the ships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's kind of dark in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Third place you can finger girl, Carousel of Progress.
I love the Carousel
Me
of
too.
It's so cool.
You know, it was in the World's Fair.
The original one, yes.
God, I'm a sucker for history, Disney history and World's Fair shit. I mean, it's so cool. And fingering girls in theme parks.
I'm going to have to send you a link to a podcast that I produced that's an education show. We did a whole episode on the Chicago World's Fair of 1894.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, man, we learned so many amazing things. I'll send you a link to that. And also, we did another episode of podcast that's all about fingering girls. No, we didn't. I want
to
do one now.
I'm from Connecticut originally, so when I have to fly into New York and I have to see the remaining structure that remains of the World Fair in 1960.
Yeah, that Flushing Meadow in Queens. Yeah.
It's so cool. I'm obsessed. And then they had there was a restaurant atop of a building they had currently.
Was it a spinning one? Did it spin?
I think it did rotate.
Because it was circular, yeah.
Yeah, and I think they may have gotten rid of that.
Aww.
But it's just crazy to think they had a whole village there. They had a city there.
Yeah.
And now there's nothing.
And it was the city, the white city, because everything was like spray painted white.
Was it?
Yes, because they were trying to what was the exact purpose of it? Just make everything look clean? No, Roman. Roman inspired is what it was.
Oh.
So they spray painted everything white, and then they say that's also like the first time someone ever really did spray painting.
I would have matched with all the spray paint. I'm so white.
Would have blended right in with that alabaster city.
Wait, we got to 3. Where are the other? Let's see, 4. You definitely don't want to finger a girl on the Thunder Mountain. That's too
I was going to say Splash bumpy. Splash Mountain? No, because all the
Splash
moisture.
Mountain, Splash Mountain, I feel like those animatronics will see you. There's just not enough in-between time.
No, Country Bear Jamboree.
Yes, that's actually a good place.
Yeah, because it's still, you're in the back
the Hall of Presidents.
Yes, that's boring. No one's paying attention.
Yeah. Have you seen the Trump president yet? I haven't been.
No, I haven't been. I don't think I've been to Epcot in the Obama years.
Disney. This is Magic Kingdom where the Hall of Presidents
No, that's
is.
At Epcot, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so.
No, it's Magic Kingdom.
Well, that shows you how long it's been since I've been to any of these parks.
Epcot has the America Hall. They probably have some shit.
Okay, yes, but then the President, which was also part of the World's Fair, the President's Exhibition.
Yeah. Because Walt Disney loved animatronics.
Yes, because he was a weirdo. But God bless him for his weirdness. Because now we have this wonderful city, Orlando. Tell me about how you go around doing, because I saw you doing the beer seminar at Red Cypress, so you do that, but you also do stand-up comedy too.
Yes,
right?
So I know we had talked about it before. After I finished my doctorate, I applied for every single 9-to-5-ish job you could think of in research and development, because that's what I specialize in. Somebody has a supplement brand, a supplement product, a beverage, or a food product. I can analyze the research on the ingredients and give you the nutritional benefits.
Oh, wow.
Whether it be for exercise performance, whatever health benefit, I can talk about it.
Wow, cool.
Of course, I will say this. I did a lot of... I've worked in sports nutrition and libido-enhancing products and just energy drinks. I did some work for Vita Coco. They were cheap bastards.
Vita Coco, really? Yeah. Sons of bitches.
Oh, yeah. They'll pay Madonna. I remember the time they paid Madonna, who knows, how like $1 billion. I'm exaggerating, but so much money. But yeah, I'm over here busting my ass.
Doing the real legit work.
Research, yeah, on how their beverage can hydrate, you know, people and how they can market that. But again, when I do this research, I see all the negative things, but I can't put that on their site because that's not
what they're hiring.
They don't want
for.
That yet, exactly. Yeah, yeah. But I know. But
so go ahead and blow them out right now. Yeah. Which brands are we staying away from, Doc? Help the people out. No, you can't.
Will say this with libido enhancing products. So after I finished my doctorate, I looked for all sorts of work. Nobody would hire me because I either had too much experience, because they didn't want to pay someone with a doctorate,
or I didn't
have enough. They're like, we want someone with 10 years of experience. And I'm like, well, 10 years ago, because at that time I had just turned 30. When I was 20, I was drinking cheap vodka in a dorm room, fingering a girl for the first time. I was a late bloomer.
So you were not getting the experience needed to
So they wouldn't hire me. So I just did a lot of freelance work and I got lucky. I did some work with some really great companies. But then I got into stand-up comedy. And then it was all downhill from there. No, just kidding.
How did that happen, though? Did you have friends that tried it? Were you accidentally somewhere that had an open mic?
No. So when I used to speak in academia, I would make people laugh. And I actually, the National Strength and Conditioning Association, which I actually just contributed some content for their latest textbook, I co-authored a chapter with some really very intelligent colleagues of mine on resistance training for autoimmune diseases, including Parkinson's.
Oh, wow.
And when I did these talks in academia for these organizations, people loved it. They got to learn about science, but I also made fun of politicians and religion and you name it, like I do all the time.
Yeah.
And people were laughing, but they were like, you know, we probably wouldn't invite you back because it's too offensive.
Oh,
and I'm
wow.
like, well, no one in here was offended, maybe one person. And then I decided maybe I should get into stand-up comedy. So I was,
because you go into a room full of people who are expecting those kind of comments and jokes. They want to laugh. Yes, they're not going to be put off by a bit of humor.
I like making people laugh.
And because why do presentations have to be boring? Why does a seminar have to be stodgy? It doesn't. It can still be entertaining and fun.
I see people sleep through these presentations. And I was academically raised by really funny professors. They were interesting and funny. And I just took it a step further, but because I did teach college and I love teaching college. I'm actually applying for teaching jobs in Orlando, and all over Florida and New Orleans, wherever I can do comedy.
Yeah.
And I got into stand-up comedy. I took a class at the time the Improv in Miami was open in Coconut Grove. So I took one of those stupid classes where they don't really teach you anything. Basically, they teach you don't drop the mic. Move the mic stand away from you when you get on stage.
Okay.
And don't go over your time.
Good lessons.
Yeah.
Those are good lessons
to learn.
Write
everything down when you think of something.
Write everything
down. So I really learned the core things you need to learn to be a comedian.
I think those are good lessons.
And then
But I was just going to say that that's a lot of comedians get their start that way. A lot of people just take a class. I don't know what to do. Let me just take a class.
You have to pay for it, but it really just gets you in there. Because if you go to an open mic, you're going to be shitty if you don't know those basic rules. And I know it sounds so stupid, but
it's true, though.
But these idiots go to open mics and they'll drop a fucking mic and they'll do all the stupid shit. They'll go over their time.
Fumble with the mic stand in front of
them. They ramble.
Yes, your first open mic is probably going to be terrible no matter what. You can at least sort of look like you know what you're doing by not dropping a microphone. Yeah.
Yeah.
And just take a quick class.
Yeah.
Doesn't cost you that much in the long run. You'll make that money back eventually. Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of the comedians that were in this class, their first thing was wanting to make money. And I went in there knowing, I'm not going to make money off of this. I know this is going to be a real long haul. And you have to be humble. I mean, I I don't even think I'm funny. I'm just perverted. But I'm able to write some jokes. I don't know.
That'll get you pretty far, though. I have fun doing it.
People laugh. It's good.
As long as the people laugh.
Yeah.
Where's been your favorite place to do comedy so far?
New Orleans. And I love New Orleans. It's my favorite city in the U.S. Mm-hmm. I love doing comedy in New Orleans. I love pretty much most scenes I've ever been to. Mm-hmm. I love 99% of comedians that I meet. But I love New Orleans. I love the comedy scene, and the venues are cool. Pensacola is a fun place to do comedy. Really cool scene there. Orlando's got a phenomenal comedy scene.
It seems pretty good here. A lot of local comics working hard together and doing a lot of showcases and showrooms and stuff. And
Jacksonville has great comedians. They're very supportive.
Yeah.
I just don't like Jacksonville.
I get this sense from your Instagram stories. A lot of come mieras, I think, is the word that pops up a lot.
A lot of boring, bland Anglos live in Jacksonville.
Is that what's going on?
And, you know, if they're not homophobic, they're just very not exposed to culture or even the gays there are boring. Like, it's just so terrible.
Which is so weird for literally the largest city in the country. You would think someone that's literally so big would have culture somewhere in
Baptists.
There.
That's what it is.
God, it's terrible.
Miami has a really great comedy scene. I haven't been everywhere, but Charleston's great. Okay. I think Atlanta's been fun. But really, I've gotten taken the time to know some comedy scenes, and I definitely love Orlando and Jacksonville. Miami will always have a place in my heart. But
New Orleans,
I owe it to comedians who are listening. You have to go to New Orleans.
Really? Yeah. New Orleans is the spot. Is it because the crowds are super appreciative? Is it the clubs? Is it the local comedians there? Are they welcoming people? What's going on there?
They're great, but I can't say that anyone's better than the other. I don't know if it's just something about being in the city. It's just really cool to do comedy.
Because you love the city so much. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah,
but just really, I don't know what it is. Like, I just do shitty jokes there and people laugh.
Maybe because they're all Cajun, don't you say? Yeah. Like, funny lady. How about the beer seminar?
Beer seminar.
Where's been your favorite places to do that?
So far, I've had a couple places. So, again, everybody who books me, I appreciate them so much for taking the chance to book somebody who's, I'm not famous.
Yeah.
But when they have, so one thing I've learned when people have taken the time to promote it well, when the venues promote it, it's a killer show. And I got to say, two of my I did a nerd night, but nerd night's always a hit.
Mm-hmm.
I did a nerd night at Gramps in Miami and Wynwood and had a full crowd, full attendance, which in Miami is unheard of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
in Wynwood.
It's Miami, yeah.
And people at a bar do not want to listen to a seminar, but I had a full crowd. Montclair, California, I did a brewery called Dragon's Till Brewery.
Dragon's Till?
Dragon's Tail.
Dragon's Tail, really fast, okay, whoa.
Dragon's Tail Brewery, and it's T-A-L-E.
Okay, like a story, like a tale.
Yeah, let me just be sure of that because I really love them and I want to be sure.
Yeah, we have listeners out in California, a whole bunch of them.
Montclair is a really, Dragon's Tail, T-A-L-E.
Okay.
And they're in Montclair, it's a small venue, really great owners, but the thing is they make tea infused with, beer, I'm already buzzed, beer infused with tea and real fruit.
Ooh.
Some of the beers. Yeah. They had the coolest beer selection I'd ever seen. They had this one beer where it changed color. It was just the coolest. When you added this lemon juice, it was just phenomenal. Like the head brewer there is a female, and she's just up to some really cool shit. And they get actual fruit from people's yards.
Wow.
Like they get local farmers.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really cool that they basically heighten the antioxidant capacity of beer because beer has a lot of naturally occurring antioxidants, and they just up the ante on it by adding some of the fruit, but most of the tea leaves.
Making it even healthier for you, that delicious beer, until you have the third or fourth one.
They gave me a tall boy, I guess is what you call it. It was this, it was so good. It was an IPA with black tea leaves and mango.
Whoa.
It was so cool. They can find out what it was. I don't know.
Wild.
If you went there and just asked them for that, they'd have a great selection. But my other favorite brewery...
Mm-hmm.
The Devil and the Deep Brewery.
The Devil and the Deep?
Yeah.
Wow.
Devil and the Deep. They're in Galveston, Texas.
Galveston. When I saw you, you said that you had a great show in Galveston. Oh. So is that this place?
These guys put up posters.
Mm-hmm.
And when I walked in, and I mean, I'm not that bad to look at. I mean, I'm not like the hottest girl, but I'm not the ugliest girl. But they had these nice posters of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a full room waiting for me,
nice.
And it was just the way a seminar at a brewery should be.
Mm-hmm.
I did a seminar in Jacksonville, and I had rednecks coming in, and they were yelling, "We don't want to hear beers for a seminar." It's just awful when it's not well promoted.
Yes, yeah.
But the Devil in the Deep Brewery also had a great beer selection and a really cool location. Mm-hmm. Galveston, Texas is a really cool place. Mm-hmm. But that's the place that if you go to California, definitely make the trip out to Montclair, California. Okay. Go to Devil's,
Dragon's Tail.
Shit, Dragon's Tail.
Yeah. And then in Galveston.
Go to the Devil in the Deep Brewery. Just message me. I will tell you where to go. I promise.
And tell them the Dr. George Anna Lepley sent you.
No, George. Anna Lepley sent you.
Anna Lepley sent you.
Dr. Feelgood.
And so you're doing Nerd Night this week. Like I said, this is going to come out after Nerd Night. So it went well. Congratulations. The crowd loved you. It was great.
On what?
On Nerd Night.
Are you congratulating me like in the future? Is it like Back to the Future? Yes. Like in the future?
We're doing Back to the Future stuff here. Yeah.
Nerd Night was a good hit. I'm trying to do Nerd Night in every city. I'm actually looking for a sponsor so that I can do more of these Nerd Nights. They're a really big hit. And get some more cities.
But not a beer sponsor?
The only thing is I would take a beer sponsor.
Would you?
As long as they were okay with me going to other breweries, which I'm noticing more and more and appreciating. Oh, here's my other favorite brewery. Lincoln's Beard. In Miami, Florida.
That's a great name.
Oh, my God.
Lincoln's Beard.
Lincoln's Beard Brewing in Miami, Florida.
We definitely have Miami listeners for sure.
Oh, these guys are awesome. Yeah. The owner, Falco, it's his last name, but it goes by Falco.
Okay.
These guys have a really great beer selection, and they're just really weird. Their slogan is Get Weird the Beard.
Cool.
And they are just some of the most welcoming people, really cool. They're up to some really cool stuff, but... Lincoln's Beard collaborates with a lot of other breweries, and I'm noticing a lot of breweries doing that, so I would be open to a beer sponsor that...
Alright.
Because really, to be honest with you, the only people that have booked me, and I know I'm only mentioning a couple breweries, I could go on, but we'd be here for a long time. The people that book me are actually just really cool people.
Yeah.
And they want to learn about the health benefits of beer, but they're also just... I noticed that they're really cool. Like, I had a brewery in Jacksonville turn me down, and they were so rude. They're called Wicked Barley.
Take that, Wicked Barley! There we go. Took me a second to find it.
I realized
it's a long one too.
Those guys had no pants on. I also realized that Jacksonville's very homophobic and very Christian Baptist. Not to say that no brewery in Jacksonville is going to book me, but they're likely to be in Jacksonville Beach, which I'm working on now.
Interesting. Yeah. Jacksonville Beach is the more dilettante section of Jacks.
Yeah.
That's tough. That's tough. You gotta get out of there.
But that's okay because I'm traveling the country and I'm telling people where to go.
It's even better.
Yeah.
You know what? Bringing it back to the Bible. Prophet is never welcome in his hometown.
I don't know if we want to bring this back to the Bible because the places that I've done are the Devil and the D.
That's exactly where
I did Skull Mechanics in Austin. I'm just doing all sorts of,
these breweries have great names.
Yeah, and then Skull Red Mechanics. Cypress, they had all these demonic devils,
Devil Chair IPA.
There's some sort of coincidence going on with those breweries that book me.
Yeah, the Spook Hill, that Spook Hill. Yeah, there is. Oh, yeah, maybe you're just, that's what you need to do. You need to do a Google search brewery, ghost or
scary. That are into girls with 666 tattoos.
Yeah. Yeah, there
actually,
you go.
They never find out.
Well,
but,
it's not like it's on your forehead, You gotta sort of point it out there.
I mean, if you're a rapper with a 666 tattoo in your forehead, you're gonna make money.
These days.
Yeah.
But, I mean, check back with them in 2022.
Exactly.
Yeah. But by then, you might have all the money. It doesn't matter.
They're gonna drink so much of that codeine and Kool-Aid.
Oh, that stuff is so good, though.
Is
so
it?
Good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I assume they write songs about it. It's gotta be good. I'll write poems to it. All right, let's wrap this thing up. We're coming up on an hour here. Do you have anything you would like to plug? Do you have shows coming up that you'd like people to know about after Nerd Night?
When is this coming out?
I'm gonna put this out on the 13th, Friday the 13th.
I love Friday the 13th.
Very spooky.
Yeah. Let's see. I actually do have...
because why not? We have people. We got people listening in all over Florida, Texas, California. We got them in Canada. Shout out to our listeners in Ontario. You gonna be in
Toronto?
England? Where?
Toronto?
I don't think it... Maybe.
Girls have... Like, Toronto has the hottest girls.
Do they really?
Yeah,
I thought so España had the hottest girl.
Who?
España.
No. Okay, we're talking about Canada. Spain? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
España
has the hottest girls.
That's what I'm
saying. Barcelona, Madrid.
Barcelona,
I'm Catalana. Catalana descent.
Oh, it's a mess over there.
Yeah, I know. Barcelona and Madrid hate each other.
It's a bummer. Where are you going to be at?
So, I have a show coming up in Merritt Island.
Ooh, okay.
Fuck, that's far south. July 19th.
Okay.
And Mirror Island's by Melbourne, right?
Yes, yes. So you're talking Melbourne, Coco, Cape Canaveral, that area over there. Yeah.
And then I'm also doing one in Sanford, which I guess is northeast of Orlando.
Yeah, just north of here. Yeah, that's
July 20th.
That's where they shot Trayvon.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Oh God.
Where are you gonna be at there?
Guy. So in Merritt Island, I'm going to be at Bug Nutty Brewing Company, actually, a brewery that I've not approached yet.
I've heard of Bug Nutty, yeah, sure.
And then on the 20th, I'm going to be at another brewery. I believe it's called Inner Compass. I hope it's called Inner Compass, because that's what I'm saying.
That sounds right. That sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think they're fairly new.
Okay.
And what I'm trying to do for September and October is I'm trying to get up to Philadelphia on Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make that work for the fall, maybe Connecticut. So I'm just contacting a lot of breweries up there. And it's tough. I'm my own manager. So it's kind of tough because, let's face it, people who work at breweries are extremely busy.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to follow up.
And yes, and you're often dealing with like the owner or the person running the whole thing. So yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Like between negotiating, you being up there, they're taking care of the actual business of the brewery. Yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
It is, so I understand, but like I said, with some of these breweries, like and like the ones that I've mentioned, like Lincoln's Beard and Devil in the Deep and Dragon Tail, they were just like, oh yeah, how about this day? Okay, like, great. It was so easy.
That's cool. That's good. So these that you have coming up, those are the beer seminars that you're doing.
No, those are actually
comedy. Those are comedy.
I'm headlining at Bug Nutty, and I'm going to approach them about. Yeah, I'm going to approach them. Another brewery that I'm going to be doing soon is, and I suggest everybody go to, is Moonrise Brewing in Palm Coast.
Moonrise. I have not heard of them.
It's really cool. Yeah. Really great owners. The guy was originally in. It's a place in St. Augustine. Fuck, some brewery up there. Whatever, they weren't doing too well. But Ancient City.
Okay.
The brewery wasn't doing so great.
I was going to say Fountain of Youth. I just figured St. Augustine. What would they call there? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, he left Ancient City and started his own brewery, Moonrise Brewing, and it is badass. They have, actually, if anyone's a video game lover, they have this vintage Nintendo set up there with a projector screen.
What? So, really?
It's just a really cool place.
That's
very
cool.
They have a lot, like, they're brand new, but a lot of cool things are going to be coming out of there. And I did comedy there, met the owner, Benjamin, and they're just the sweetest staff, really cool place. So that's coming up. But if anyone wants to know where I'll be presenting at with my beer seminar, they can follow my page.
Yes.
Let me take a screenshot of this brewery because I just found another one with Devil in the name. Sorry, I take a screenshot. They're in Lexington, Virginia.
Right.
I'm open to going everywhere. If anyone wants to sponsor me, I will make my way out to the UK because British people love to laugh at shit.
The UK, and we have listeners in the UK. Shout out to our one guy in Shropshire who's listening.
Shropshire.
Yeah.
I've done work for clientele in Wales, and I have a dear friend. She lives in London. She's on the show Loose Women, which isn't as dirty as it sounds. It's kind of like The View, but a British version, which means much more interesting because I'd rather listen to a girl's with British accent.
Because they have way better accents than we do. Or we talking about the men, aren't we? Welcome to Loose Women.
Let me do the British accent. Loose Women.
Loose Women. Or what's on the menu today, Governor? Now I'm just doing Ewan McGregor in Trainspotting, which is bad.
So if anyone wants to know where I'm going to be doing my beer seminars, you follow beer.is.good.for.u. Now let me tell you something. My book being called Beer is Good for You, my seminar being called Beer is Good for You, some asshole on Instagram took Beer is Good for You without those periods, and they're not doing anything with it.
Ah, it's the worst.
Like somebody in Asia, and I'm like, really?
Yes.
You got hentai porn, like why are you bothering
that sucks.
My username?
Yeah.
So for now, that's the name.
So Beer is Good for You, but with periods between all of the words.
Yeah, except after the U, of course.
Except after you. And then Dr. Anna.
My personal Instagram, if you're not homophobic and can deal with some humor, because all of my shit is just pervy.
Yeah.
I am like the Dan Bil... How do you pronounce his name? Dan...
Bilzerian?
Yeah, I'm the Dan Bilzerian of lesbians.
Except cool.
Yeah, he's a tool, right?
He sucks.
He's a douchebag. I'm not a douchebag. I'm the kind of person that will go out of my way to open a door for an old lady.
Hey!
Very
cool.
And I love making fun of assholes. I hate douchey, rich, idiot, fucking snob people. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like...
and you find a lot of them at breweries.
Yeah, you do.
It's a bummer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But fortunately, the people that run the breweries have been really cool.
Usually, right?
Yeah. Except in LA, there was one brewery. They were like, well, we make beer with probiotics, and we're... we're vegan. And I was like, oh my God.
Never mind.
What? I'm sorry. I like my beer with fucking cheeseburgers in it. Yeah. But I do realize some ingredients can be mixed with some non-vegan. I don't know. It's
get out of here.
Yeah, I know. Like, relax.
I'll eat my yogurt. I don't need probiotics in my beer. I'm getting the silicon that I need for my skin and my bones.
Yeah. Yeah, and they can learn about the silicon if you Google my name, and I'll spell it for everybody.
Do it right now, because I'll tell you right now, when I put your name in my calendar, mm-hmm. I spelled it wrong.
It's okay, everybody does. Okay. It's a very difficult name. I have no middle name. It's A-N-N-A. That's my first name. Mm-hmm. Last name is L-E-P as in Peter, E-L-E-Y. Now, I'm going to tell you something. For being Latin American, both parents being Latin, of Spanish descent, I'm so grateful that I got two N's in that name. Because if I was Anna with one L, I would be Anna L, otherwise known as Anal.
Ah, yes.
Dr. But I do love Anal.
Anna L.
So you can follow my personal Instagram, which is extremely personal, actually. It's DR_LEP as in Peter, ELEY.
There you go.
And I usually follow people back because I'm not a douchebag. Unless you have pictures of, like, babies.
No baby pictures.
I can't.
But you know, them new parents are so proud of their little baby.
I know. I don't want to, like, it's
they,
annoying.
They made it with their guts, and they made them, but then the baby came out, and now it's, wow.
Cats, dogs, goats, sloths. I'm all about the Shibas. I follow all these Shiba pages.
Shiba pages?
Shiba Inus are the most manic fucking dogs. And I don't, like, if you go to my, like, Explore, mm-hmm. like, it should be, like, hot girls.
Yeah.
But,
it's just image video searches of Shibas.
Oh, my God. Yeah, look. It's all fucking Shibas and cats. So this guy
jump roping with three dogs.
Because I've realized, like, as much as I do meet an elephant. I love elephants. I'm all about saving the elephants. By the way, Trump passed some fucking shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on the DL, that it's okay to bring, elephant trophies over here. This fucking asshole. And, like, 2 years ago, he's like, no, they're horrific, but now he's okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of these, these governing bodies in Africa are like, fuck you, Trump. Like, we're working so hard
to stop this
to fight
stuff.
These poachers. Yes. Yeah. Trump is a fucking, oh, God.
We know his children, who are potential war criminals, are game hunters.
Fuck you. Those are the douchebags that I'm after.
They are. Those. Well, yes. Yeah. When you think entitled mediocre white douchebag.
Yes.
The Trump kids are, man.
They wear the loafers. They think that they can,
They look like they got took out of the oven when they're at 75% mm-hmm. done, mm-hmm. undercooked.
And I hate their girlfriends or wives just as much. They're bland Anglo fucking girls.
Yeah,
I fucking hate them.
They're all Fox News interns is what they are.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. I like Anglo girls. I do.
But not ones that are into douchey white
girls. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because then they're just like insecure idiot bitches. So yeah. I hate them.
Yeah, be secure non-idiot bitches.
And they call
bitches.
Their husbands hubby.
That is a sin too far.
Which, let me tell you something. If you call your husband hubby, chances are the highlight of your week is going to Target together to buy dish towels. Another highlight of your week is the scheduled missionary sex that you have every Tuesday that lasts about 3 minutes, and it's to while Mumford and Sons is playing.
Listen, we call that 3 minutes in heaven. Okay, that's a good thing. That's a good 3 minutes. And then second, those dish towels are on sale. I'm getting buy one, get one, we got coupons.
But yeah, they can follow me on all those Instagram pages. I post too much personal information.
Yeah, it's good stuff. All the Instagram stories. You're always hanging out with people, drinking beers, and
yeah, you know what?
Surrounded by good-looking lesbians.
Yeah, surprisingly, I'm not drunk in most of my things, that's a little secret between me, you, and your listeners.
Pretty smart.
A lot of people think I'm drunk, but I don't get to drink as often as I like because I'm always driving everywhere. But other times, yes, I am drunk with lesbians.
The other times.
Yeah.
The good times.
And I'm usually very selective. If a girl doesn't want to be exploited in a video because we're sleeping together or something, or I won't exploit her.
Oh, sure. Okay.
And other girls don't care. Okay. I ask them, like, do you want to be exploited? You know, whatever.
It's very nice of you to be upfront about that.
Yeah.
A Bilzerian wouldn't be upfront about that kind of thing. He would pay the women and then be like, you're on my video.
I own you.
I'm going to throw you off this roof into a pool and miss. Yeah. Did you see that video?
No, he did that. Wait, tell me, what did he do?
He's on a roof, like a house or whatever, and he has a girl, and it's a party, and he was like, I'm gonna pick up the girl and throw her. He must have done it before, to throw into the pool, and he missed. He
short. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, and she went.
Did she die?
No. Just like a broken leg or something. I don't know.
Ew, she should break his fucking leg. Yeah, he's like really weird looking.
Yeah, he sucks.
He's a lot of steroids. He's the kind of guy that does steroids and does minimal work.
And then doesn't work out
for
it, right?
Yeah, you can tell because he has that GH gut, the growth hormone gut.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What's the GH
gut? So growth hormone essentially makes everything grow.
Yes.
If you take too much, you will get acromegaly, which Andre the Giant had that. Naturally occurring. Mm-hmm. By the way, I didn't know Andre the Giant was such a fucking alcoholic.
Yeah, because he was in so much pain all the time.
Fuck, poor guy.
Yeah, you saw the HBO documentary?
No, I heard about it on Howard Stern.
It's incredible. It's so well made. It's really good.
Apparently they were playing like real like intense music when they were talking about his alcoholism.
They do. It's hysterical the whole time. When they talk about his wrestling, the music's like, dum, 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 dum. And as I was watching, I was like, whoa, this is intense.
Oh,
I was shocked by how intense it was.
I was a wrestling fan when I was a young kid. I went to WrestleMania fucking, I don't know. It was when Jenny Garth from 90210 was really famous because she was there.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That was the early 90s then, early to mid-90s.
Yeah, and the president of the hair club for men was there when he was very popular.
When he was like, I'm also a client.
So, what is it?
Randy Savage.
Yeah, Randy Savage,
yes.
The Ultimate Warrior.
Yes.
These were the popular wrestlers
Hulk Hogan,
of that time. Hulk
Hogan, Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Rowdy Piper.
Yeah, they live.
Oh, God, he died.
Such a bummer. Yeah. Most of them dead. Macho Man's dead.
Yeah, it's a very tough career.
Yeah.
But where was I going with that? Yeah, I'm not a douche. Like, don't
no,
throw
you're not
girls.
A douche.
I,
you're cool.
I treat them all like delicate flowers, unless they want to be treated more rough,
you
which is usually
for,
the case.
Mm-hmm.
As
long as consent is involved.
Of course.
It's all
like
about
I said, I'm
consent.
A vampire. You invite me in, that's when it all fucking happens.
Then it's over.
You don't invite me, I'm the least aggressive fucking person ever. Girls slide into my DMs, I do not slide into theirs.
There you go.
But yeah, they can catch me on that. Also, if you go on Amazon and you type in the name Anna Lovely, which you spelled, you can find my two books.
Mm-hmm. Which I recommend people buying and reading.
Thank you.
Because I have them both. I've read your book, you magnificent bastard.
You know, like I
Beer
said, most girls buy
it.
Them and they just masturbate next to them. And I don't know what other people do with them.
Well,
but
like I said, one of them has the picture, so I can
I try
Although there's the one was like a Darth Vader one? No, it's a Darth Vader's the armored.
I did buy. That's a stock photo. I bought it.
Is
yeah,
a stock
it's
photo.
A guy
I was really hoping
armor.
That was you
I
in the
wish.
Armor.
I wish. You know, I really.
Oh, it does say
to.
Shutterstock.
If I could afford some medieval armor, I'd fucking wear that shit everywhere.
You, I mean, just a top half for a picture. It's not like you can Porky Pig it.
Yeah.
You don't need Porky the. You don't need the armor pants.
Oh my God. You know, I want to plug in something else, which is not really related.
Oh,
but
go for it, please.
In my comedy career, one of my favorite shows, which unfortunately my comedy partner, who I truly love dearly, but he is like on the spectrum and isn't really good about booking shows. I book all the shows. We do a phenomenal drag comedy show, which we go to different cities and recruit straight comedian guys who we assume have never dressed in drag before. Hold on, I have to burp.
Excuse me. That's what the beer will do.
And
get it out. You can do it.
I'm such a burper. And we have them do comedy. We actually did it in Orlando at Bull & Bush. One of your previous guests won it. Blair Baker?
Oh, yeah?
Blair Baker won it, didn't he? I believe he did.
No, Blair Baker's a lady.
No, not Blair Baker. I like Blair Baker.
Blake Butler. Blake
Butler. I always mix up their names.
The BBs.
Yes.
That's why the BBBBB.
But I like them both.
You like
actually, my comedy partner slept with Blair Baker.
Ah, there you go.
And when we did a show in Daytona.
Nice.
But actually, Blake Butler, I believe, won the pageant.
All right.
But was it Marcus Crespo? Fuck, I can't remember. Fuck.
Oh, was it Marcus, my not brother?
I love Marcus Crespo. I love everybody that does my pageants.
Marcus is a good dude. He's a past guest
phenomenal.
Of the show. He signed the table around here somewhere.
He's so talented.
Good old Marcus Cupcake.
Joe Sensabella was in it. Javaris Temple was in the pageant. It was a phenomenal show. And that's why I can't remember who won it, because they all did such a good job.
Because they're all so good.
Oh, yeah, they did really great.
Because we have that great Orlando senior, that's what
Yeah, no, actually, Blake Butler won it, yeah.
Blake Butler, right, there you go, so it's the BBs.
Billy Myers was in it. What's his name? I should know it. J. Jared Scott. Anyways, nice. We're doing it August 15th at the Crafts in Miami in mm-hmm. Brickell.
Okay.
And we have a phenomenal lineup, and Miami's my home place and hoe place. There's no good looking girls in Jacksonville, so I basically outsource. But yeah, we're doing our show there August 15th. Me and Ether are going to be hosting it. We're going to try to get it back to Charleston and New Orleans, and they can find out about that on my personal page.
Very cool. So, Miami listeners, make sure you get out to that show on August 15th.
Yeah.
At the very least. And say hi and check out the shenanigans. And tell me you heard The Good Doctor on our show. That's how you found out about it. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for coming all the way from Jacksonville for hanging out with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, it's good to be here. And I'm super excited about the shows coming up. And I'm glad to be here.
Yes.
They give a great thing going on.
Hell yeah.
Great studio. There's some naked girls on the wall.
There's some in the corner. We got some titties over there.
Very, very good size areolas.
healthy size.
There's also a Terminator 1 picture, which I appreciate.
Yes.
And E.T., Godzilla. I was a huge Godzilla fan when I was younger.
Godzilla was so cool.
But like, you know, in the days of renting movies, mm-hmm. I would rent these baby Godzilla. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
man. Oh, my God.
And they did the cartoon. Do you remember the cartoon?
No, I only saw the real.
They did an 80s cartoon and then the baby Godzilla, Goro. It was like Godzilla and Godzilla Jr., I think.
Yeah.
And then Goro was...
I would go and rent the actual... I don't know why. What was wrong with me? But I would rent these Godzilla movies and they were fascinating.
You like to watch them because they're literally from another world. You're like, what are these things?
Terrible Japanese acting with the subtitles, but...
Well, then or the dubbing, the English dubbing.
Yes.
Yeah, that made
English
it even
dubbing
worse.
God. Terrible. I mean, even in Spanish novellas that are in Spanish, when mm-hmm. when they were made in Brazil.
And then they dub them. Yeah. It's like, holy cow. This is
they're
wild.
So bad. But
I love watching American movies on a Univision.
Yeah, Univision.
Then,
yeah.
Yeah, and then with the dubbing, it's like, whoa, Clint Eastwood does not sound like that. That is the wrong vocal choice.
And in Spanish, we have so many extra syllables to everything when it's translated.
Yeah, so it's got now you got to fit all
everything
these words
takes forever,
into
yeah.
this guy's mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
This is working very awkwardly.
Yeah.
people, check out Dr. Anna Lepley. Read her books. Check out her comedy. Check out her beer. Is good for you. Seminar. And follow her online. Doctor.
And I'm going to close on this. I was a pirate in my past life. That's all I know.
That's all you
Maybe
know?
Maybe I was Blackbeard because he had a girl in a different city.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing is I don't do girls. He did really young girls. I don't do really young girls.
Well, then maybe you were Captain Morgan.
What did he do?
He founded, he ended up in Jamaica. He was a privateer, turned buccaneer, and then ended up in Jamaica, I believe.
Do you know where in Jamaica?
Wherever the Captain Morgan rum factory is.
because I have to tell you something before we end about Jamaica.
Okay.
I just can't remember the city right now because I'm slightly buzzed.
Kingston.
No, it wasn't Kingston.
Queenston.
It wasn't Queenston. Hold on. Let me tell you right now because it's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the most renowned pirate colonies.
Oh,
Port Royal.
Port Royal in Jamaica.
It was a British colony. Yes, mm-hmm. Jamaica has a ton of interesting. I mean, when I was a kid, I was obsessed with Caribbean colonization history, specifically pirates, mm-hmm. and I could tell you every colony. What was it? Was Dutch, Spanish, French, British?
Oh wow!
Port Royal was if you could go back in time, you'd want to go back to the mid-1600s to Port Royal,
really?
Jamaica.
Yeah.
Hookers and booze and pirates and the British would pay these pirates to go and, you know, it was like the main route for Spanish ships to go back to their colonies and or to Spain mm-hmm. or from Venezuela and where they had Cartagena and they had some other colonies in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
So the British were these British privates. They were privateers and I guess essentially pirates. They got to keep most of what they made. But this Port Royal was hit with an earthquake and a tidal wave, and it was basically sitting on sand and it just sunk.
Oh.
So it's underwater. And,
I told you I was gonna have fun with the soundboard.
That's very interesting tidbit of pirate history.
That's wild. Port Royal. That's why they say, again, in the Bible, don't build your pirate town on top of the sand. build it on top of the rock.
Yeah, or just on top of a graveyard. I don't know, whatever you want to
or
do.
Or a graveyard, yeah, graveyards help too. That's what they did in New Orleans.
Yes.
Jamaica be crazy. All right. See, like, you always, even at the very end, you're revealing
a known love of
pirates and...
No young girls, no younger than 24. I can't do it.
No younger than 24, not even 21?
No, I can't carry conversations with them.
That's kind of important.
What's the youngest you'll do?
Now?
Yeah.
I tried 21.
Really?
Yeah, you still got to be able to get into a bar to drink. I'm not sneaking you drinks.
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah, but I think you're right. You'd have to be a mature 21.
I'll sleep with a 21-year-old.
Oh, all day.
Yeah, yeah. I may have no problem with that. But, okay. But in terms of, like, you want to carry something on?
25.
Yeah. That's when they start to...
25. That's when you start becoming an adult.
Yeah. There's a difference.
I think that's when my skull finally started hardening. Around 25. Finally. It's like, oh,
mine didn't bills? Harden until I was like... Until six, seven months ago.
Yeah. And yet somehow you got a PhD during it. So imagine what you're going to do now with your future. Now that you're finally an adult.
With my hard skull.
With your hard skull and your PhD. Doc, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
That was awesome. We're going to have you back in the studio next time you're in town.
I'd love to.
And if we can get you in here on a Sunday, you can see what the normal show is like.
With your co-host?
With my co-host, Drewster Cogburn. I can even invite Steve Betchy.
Do you guys ever compare cock size like they do in Howard Stern?
We do every third Wednesday.
Okay, in case anything's changed, yeah.
Yes, to make sure to see if you can compare lumps, you know, like, what's that spot?
Prostate exams is great.
That we're waiting on that. I'm still in our mid-30s, so the mutual prostate exam.
I'm a huge Howard Stern fan, so the shit that goes on there.
Oh, yeah, the closet behind me, that's where I keep the Sibian, so I'll break that out next time if you want.
I'll bring some girls.
I was going to say, I'll provide the Sibian, you got to provide the girls, because so, that's been my problem. All right, guys, we're gonna end the show. Docker, thank you so much. You're the best. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for downloading and listening. Rate us reviews on iTunes. Apple Podcasts. Don't kill me, Apple. Google Podcasts and email cinemacrespiso@gmail.com. Thank you very much, everyone. Peace out.
Thank you. Two fingers.
A PFT Media production.